We are learning Daf Yutes Amabez Masechtas Me'ilo, starting from the Mishnah on top of Yutes Amabez. Nene kevechatzi bekechatzi pruta, pogim chatzi pruta. Someone was nene from Hekdesh, a half a pruta, and he ruined it with another half a pruta. What's an example? He wore a baguette of Hekdesh, and he enjoyed half of it by wearing it. The other half, he tore it at the same time. Each half a pruta, that's not called Me'ilo. Or he was nana from one thing without ruining it, like from a certain bag without ruining it. And he tore a piece of hekdesh on the other side. So loymal, both these cases no me'ilah. It has to be in the same exact thing, a hana and a pegima. So the Mishnah weiter. This part of Mishnah is a very famous Mishnah. Have other masechtas. Ein ma'ilach amel mukdashim. Once you do Me'ilah once in a Hekdesh, you can't do Me'ilah again. Why? Because it goes to Chulin. But there's two exceptions in this Mishnah. Behema v'klisharis b'vad. Besides behema and klisharis. The reason is, those things, by using it, does not go to Chulin. So, two people can be Me'ilah. One person is Me'ilah, next person is also Me'ilah. Because it cannot go to Chulin without a... It doesn't go to Chulin just by being Me'ilah. And therefore, you can be Me'ilah achah Me'ilah by behema and klisharis. Because those things don't have pidyon. They can't be redeemed. It's a behema that's a tamim. Ketzad, what's an example? Rachav agav behema, a person rode on a behema that's set aside by carbon. Aba chaver of Rachav, aba chaver of Rachav. You know, three people rode on it. Kulam all mile, all three. Also shasa b'kashal zav, that's klisharis. Aba chaver of shasa, his friend came and drank. Aba chaver of shasa, kulam all three are a mile. It's not a case. Talash min achatos, if you took off here from achatos, aba chaver of talash different here. Aba chaver of talash kulam all, because all took off different here. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, called Dovar She'en Le'Pidyon, anything that has no Pidyon on it, Yesh B'Me'ilach HaMe'ilah. This is Me'ilach HaMe'ilah. And it sounds very much like Rabbi saying the exact same thing like Tanakama, and we'll see, the Gemara later will talk about that, because he says anything that doesn't have Pidyon is Me'ilach HaMe'ilah, and that's exactly what Klisharis and Behema is. So the Gemara Vayta, our Mishnah says, Ein Me'ilach HaMe'ilah by Klisharis and by Behema. Mani Mastisim, who is our Mishnah according to? So the Gemara Rabbi Nechemiah, he's going to quote Rabbi Nechemiah, Tanya, went to the Braisa. Ain Me'ilach HaMe'ilah Behema Levad. The Tanakhama says the only time you find Ain Me'ilach HaMe'ilah only by Behema, but he holds by Klisharis, it is a bar pidyon and it could go Lechulin. So only time we say that a bunch of people could be Me'ilah on the same exact thing is only by Behema, as Tanakhama says. Rabbi Chemia says, Rabbi Chemia Aimer, Behema Klisharis, both Behema and Klisharis. And that's Pshat Na'am Mishnah. I'm just going to quote Rabbi Chemia, holds both Behema and Klisharis as no pidyon, therefore it's Me'ilach HaMe'ilah. Talking about my time in Tanakhama, what is the reasoning of a Tanakhama? Because Savari holds that Binyanot Behema Ksiv, in the parasha of the carbon, it says, the Ksiv, Be'ayil Ha'asham. And this pasuk's extra. And the way Tysus learns is that it's telling teaching like this, that only by Behema do you have a Me'ilah HaMe'ilah, and not by Klisharis. That's what it says, Be'ayil Ha'asham, extra word, teaches us only here do you have a Me'ilah HaMe'ilah, nowhere else. Rabbi Nachemiah says back, "Amalach kavah chaymer im acher mevi klisharis. If a klisharis can make other things kaddish klisharis aguf, if you put a mincha inside, it makes a kaddish. Who asks me like kolshkein? The klisharis itself, of course, it would be kaddish. That's Rabbi Nachemiah. Also, now I'm just going to quote Rabbi Nachemiah. The end of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Aimer, kadovash in lepidyon des me'ilach HaMe'ilah. The question is, how Tanakhama? The Gemara asks, is mamish da'ah with Tanakhama? Amarava, Ikabinayo, the Nafkamina, the Machalikistin Rabbi and the Cham is by Eitzim that you makdish Eitzim for the Mizbeach. Because the Machalikistin, you makdish Eitzim for the Mizbeach, is it a carbon or just like firewood for the Maracha, for the fire on the Mizbeach? Tarabon, look at the Braisa. The guy says, I want to bring Eitzim to the Mizbeach. You have to bring at least two logs. Rabbi Yemen more, Eitzim carbon. It's Eitzim, it's mamash carbon. Therefore, what? Tuna melach and needs salt. Utunu trufa needs trufa like a regular carbon. And we'll see later, needs even kamitza. It's like a regular carbon. So that's Pshat and Amar Chalikus over here. That Tanakhama holds that Eitzim does not kushat aguf, and therefore Eitzim are not included in the Me'ilach HaMe'ilah. There will not be Me'ilah after Me'ilah on Eitzim, because it's not a carbon. But according to Rabbi, when he says kol dov hashein lepidyon, he's being marbe, that even Eitzim also are, there's Me'ilah after Me'ilah. A bunch of people could be Me'ilah on it. Why? Because it's a carbon. So Mar goes to explain how Rabbi sheet a little more. I'm Rabbi, Divrei Rabbi, according to Rabbi, the holds that Eitzim is mamash a carbon, Eitzim tunim Eitzim. The law is when you bring a carbon, you have to bring some firewood to burn it on the Mizbeach. So Eitzim need Eitzim, because the Eitzim is a carbon. Another halacha, Vamra Papa. Divi Rebbe, Eitzim Tzrichim Kmitza. You have to make Kmitza on Eitzim. What you do is, you break up the little pieces, the little twigs, and you make Kmitza on it. You have to make Kmitza on it. And you first makter the Kmitza, and then afterwards you makter the rest of the Eitzim. Because that's what matter to be makter. Mora says, Avaita, another pshat in Mechlekes Rebbe and Talakama. One pshat we had was, the nafgina is Eitzim. Carbon Eitzim, according to Rebbe, Goshitasai, that's a carbon, so there's Mi'ila Achamili. Kavmoil Achamil, requires no opinion on that. Mashenk, according to Rabbanon, he holds Eitzim is not a carbon, therefore, Ein Mi'ila Achamila by Eitzim. Rapapa has another nafgina. Rapapa Amar, Kachim is Be'ach Timimim, Menasu Balimumun. It was Kachim is Be'ach Tawatamim, became Balimum, and before he had a chance to be paided, Va'obar Vashachtan and Shechtan. That's nafkamina. And what's the machlekes? By Tanya, the machlekes says, "Kachim is be'ach tamim, and as ba'al mumim, va'av v'shachta, and shachta, the Rebbe am yekvur, Rebbe has to bury it, you can't be paid it. Why not? Because he holds, and he's a mod of a haracha. The chamayim rem yiftu, you could be paid it. So the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds, like the chamim, therefore, since you could be paid a g'shachta, a ba'al mum, so there's only one mila. You can't do mila a bunch of times, because there is pidyon, therefore, golachulun. But according to Rebbe, it's not Shaykh Pidyan, so a bunch of people can mail, and I'll be Mi'ila Acha Mi'ila. And that's how one of the Pshatim in the Gemara is. The problem is, with Pshat is that really, on a dead animal, pasture is no Mi'ila Deraisa, only Mi'ila Derabanan. Therefore, Taisa has a little bit of a different Pshat here. He's saying, talking about when it's alive, but he says, even when it's alive, this Balmum, since if you would Shecht it, it would be Shaykh, since if you Shecht it, it would be Shaykh Pidyan. So, let's start with Rebbe. If you shechted it, would not be shayach pidyon. Therefore, it has a certain element of kedusha guf, and that's why it could be me'ila acha me'ila. Look at Tosafot, not a pshat. Okay, so we got to the mystery test on base.